God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The words we'll be using are from Luke chapter 1, verses 8 to 17. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us. Lord, as Lord God, we seek to see who we are in terms of you. Lord God, help us understand that, Lord God, we have each and every breath because of you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. If you look at your back of your worship bulletin, your gospel lesson, we start into this idea of John the Baptist. And I'm thinking as I'm preparing for this, you know what? There's a story that's even greater than this. And it's if we don't back up just a little bit, we miss the interesting thing about what happens here. In Luke chapter 1, John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, he was a minister in God's house, and he was in the most sacred place in all of Israel, the Holy of Holies. Only he could go in there. And even at that, they tied a rope to him in case he offended God and God struck him, that they could actually pull him out. Zechariah is in this place. He's offering his once a year worship to God in this sacred place, a place greater than in any other place in Israel. And all of a sudden he sees an angel, and the angel says, Zechariah, you're going to be a father. Zechariah's like, I'm old. You ever heard that expression? I'm old. Nothing good comes from being old. The angel comes to him and says, what God is doing is greater than what you think you are doing right now. And I want you to prepare your heart and mind for what's to come. And it's interesting is in what Gabriel says, it's very interesting. Because where does Gabriel come from when he bears good news? Where does he come from? Gabriel, the angel, meaning messenger, Gabriel comes from the presence of God, something far greater than anything that we can ever imagine. And he's sent to earth. Look at how he phrases it here. And the angel answered him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I was sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. I come from a place that's greater than this. And I bring you a message that's greater than what you have ever heard. The Messiah is coming. And you are the father of his messenger. He stops and says, there's no way. This is too great for me. And so we see that Gabriel says, I want you to see in your mind that what God can do is greater than what you think you're doing right now as your vocation. And so Zechariah was in the very presence of God. The very temple, the holiest of holies, was where God interacted with man. So holy that only one person would go in there. So holy that if you offended God, that was your last. And so one man in there, and when it was first made, there was the ark. The ark being the presence of God, his mightiness, his glory in this small box. And so Zechariah is offering his yearly offering to God. And look at what the angel said. And behold, you will be silent, unable to speak until the day that things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time. Hey! For 9 months, you aren't going to get to talk. Isn't that great? Well, it depends on who's at home at that time, right? And sometimes you kind of wish 9 months of complete silence. That'd be great. 9 months not being able to speak. But look at why he says it. He says you won't be able to speak. Why? Because you did not believe. Because you did not believe. Here is a man chosen out of everyone else because of his great devotion to God. The one chosen to go into the prairie presence of God. And when God reveals himself, he does not believe. There's just a heavy, heavy doubt, even greater than that. And so I'm beginning to wonder this morning. I'm beginning to wonder. In this sermon series, we want to take a look at greater than. This symbol of greater than, because it means a lot. And so, what about you? What will you be doing today? What will you be doing tomorrow? I'm beginning to think some of you will go into a bank. Anybody work at a bank? Okay. You can raise your hand. It's fine. How about anybody work at the DMV? Nobody work at the DMV. That is an awesome ministry. DMV. There's no better place to show God's greatness and his love for others than the DMV. What about this? You ever stop and think some days that here you are working and all of a sudden you hear sirens? At any moment of the day, we have men and women who are ready to go to something greater. Something where someone needs help and they are there to go through there. Our firefighters, our EMTs, their purpose in life is greater than themselves. What about this? I'm beginning to wonder here. What about our men and women in uniform? You think they have a greater purpose in life? You think they go alone? You think that just by themselves that one Marine can do anything? Or can they do something greater together? And so I want to kind of get this idea in your head this morning, is that as we get ready for Advent, as we get ready to bring about December 24th, December 25th, I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. Here, Gabriel says, I've come from the great presence of the Lord, a thing that you can't even begin to imagine. And it culminates in the manger scene. What can be greater? What can be greater than that scene of the manger scene of a great God in a very small, small child? I want you to think about this. What does the manger really mean when we mean greater than? What about God's love? What about God's forgiveness? Because when you think of great, you think of huge, you think of Facebook, you think of in the news. Think on the manger scene and how great that must have been to behold God himself as human, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to see a couple things, Lord God, we totally don't understand it. And we never will, your great love for us and how it is greater than anybody else. Lord God, you came to this earth for one purpose. That purpose was greater than anything else that we could ever imagine. Lord God, help us understand that no matter what our vocation, we have something greater. That greater is to glorify you. Our purpose here is to glorify you no matter what we do, no matter how we talk to others about what we do. Lord God, may you be greater in all that we say, in all that we proclaim. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.